Another phenomenal season. Wow. I mean, you look back over the last 4 or 5 years, program has been in great shape. Great kids. You just reload year after year, and this year's no different, is it?
Yeah, we got a good group of kids again this year, and still going in the playoffs, so that's what we wanted.
Last week, of course, you kicked off the playoff picture with a big win. Potter Dix, boy, your offense got rolling, and defense just gave up a couple of scores, and I have a feeling this was one you got a chance to play everybody too, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a good game. Good game for everybody. Like you said, it got things rolling early and got everybody in the game and built up a lot of momentum. Hopefully, it'll roll into this week.
You know, a couple of tough losses during the regular season, but I'm sure, like you've, you know, in past years where you really haven't lost any games, but you live and learn. You learned from those games along the way, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Something you can go back and look at film and find the things you did wrong and come back and fix them the next time.
Coach, can you talk about some of your personnel? I know Jordan Scoville at junior running back, dynamite player, 116 yards. I think what got close to 30 touchdowns. Kind of one of your main guys, isn't he?
Yeah, Jordan's a good player. Got a big motor on him, likes to go. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to give somebody like that the ball and let him go.
You kind of lean on those seniors and juniors. I noticed you got a lot of upperclassmen, which is nice. Kind of a veteran type of team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I got these seniors that they've been playing a lot the last 4 years and obviously starting this year. And nice to have good leadership. And then, yeah, a couple juniors stepped in, did a really good job for us.
How's your future look, Coach? You feel like you got some good classes on the way up, some youngsters, maybe a few that have been helping at times this year?
Yeah, we do. We got some young guys coming up. We got a couple smaller classes coming up as far as size-wise, but as far as talent coming up, we got some younger guys coming up. Got some sophomores and freshmen that will be ready to go next year.
You mentioned size of classes. That was kind of my next question. And apparently not enough numbers to push you up to maybe 8-man. You're going to be 6-man for a while?
I think we'll be there for quite a while. We've got multiple classes that only have, you know, 4 boys, 5 boys in them. So, yeah, our numbers will be down a little bit here in the next couple of years.
But for the most part, Coach, you've gotten used to that a little bit. I mean, you're winning and in the 6-man class. And, hey, the kids are having fun. Why not just stay there?
Yeah, it's good with me. So it's nice to be able to compete. It'd be tough bumping up to 8-man with the numbers that we have. So, yeah, it's nice being 6-man and at least be able to compete.
Coach, played Southwest the first time at their place. I know things didn't turn out the way you wanted to. What's got to be done the second time around against the Rough Riders to advance onto the playoff picture?
Yeah, we talked about it this week. It's just go back, fix the mistakes we made the first game, and hopefully things will work out this time.
Was it the running game, passing game, or was it a little bit of both that kind of was the key in that one?
It was just everything. They just came out ready to play, and we didn't. They had our number. They were ready to go. We weren't. It's just one of those games that we're ready to forget about the last one and move on to this week.
I know I was talking to Coach Arterburn, talking to Coach Geyer and Coach Franks of Juanita Palisade. That seems like you and Southwest and Juanita and even throwing Wallace just played each other. Everybody played each other like the last 3 or 4 weeks and had some battles with each other, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a tough district, and to play each other like that back-to-back-to-back weeks, it's tough on the boys physically, and it's a tough district to be in, but I think it benefits you in the long run.
Got a night game. You prefer those night games, I'm sure, a lot more than those day games, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Those day games just kind of feel like a glorified practice sometimes, so yeah, the boys like the night games for sure.
Everybody coming in healthy for this one on Friday.
We are, actually. You know, to be healthy this time of year, late in the year like this, is pretty nice. And, yeah, we're finally, heck, might be as healthy as we've been in a long time. So, yeah, it feels good to be ready to go.
And I'm sure you're going to have a heck of a following once again. You get great support from those communities, don't you?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, our girls made it down to state and talking to some of the parents and families already, and they're planning on watching the girls down there and making the road trip to Southwest to watch that game, then going back to Lincoln, hopefully, to watch the girls play again. So they'll put some miles on this week.
Well, both programs are in the same boat because Southwest volleyball is down there as well. So, yeah, those fans are going to put some miles on for a couple of days, aren't they?
Yep, and I think they wouldn't have it any other way.